Be'ez Hashem Yisbech, we begin Perek Shnei Ma'aseh, the 12th chapter in the Hilchas Trumas, in the laws of Trumas, in the Rambam's Sefer Zeirah, which we continue with the theme of as Truma applies to the laws of Tumah, and additionally, how the Truma is divided amongst the Kehanim. Halacha of the Rambam begins with the prohibition of contaminating Truma. Also, Tameh is the Truma shel Eretz Yisrael, Kashar Kadoshim. It's forbidden to be Metameh, the Truma of Eretz Yisrael, like laws of all other Kadoshim, which is where we learn this Halacha out. And below the yen will tuma, one should not even bring it to a situation of it becoming tummy. And below if sedan is not a cause it to get ruined. Elo ichla tahar, rather he's allowed to just eat the truma that's tahar. And he could light the truma that's tummy. Now, however, mutal tummy truma is chutz laret, but he's allowed to contaminate the truma of chutz laret, but tuma shall tarry even on biblical tuma. Now, and the chiddush in that is, although the Tumah of Chutz is only rabbinically Tameh, with the Tumah that the rabbis made on the Tumah of the lands outside of Eretz Yisrael. So it comes out when you're being Metameh with biblical Tumah, biblical Tumah, you're adding on a Tumah. The reason is, because still, since the obligation of Tumah and Chutz is only rabbinic, so, lefikach, therefore, neither Kaitz Lachal, but Chutz Lachal, and neither menstruant woman, which is Tameh, is allowed to go ahead and separate the Chala of, which is also like a type of truma of chutz laretz, and the reason is she ain't mizaras elachli. She's only prescribed, warned from eating it, but ligabon not regarding touching it. Commission around like we explained. Lach beis Ram continues regarding situations of suffik truma. Truma shenit mis besuffik. Truma that became tummy out of doubt. I mean, we don't know if it became tummy or not. So lach is loyach. We don't eat it because maybe it's tummy. But like seven, we don't burn it because maybe it's not tummy. Rather, we leave it until it becomes definitively Tameh, and then with this up, then you're going to burn it. Now, but the Yeshem Sfakers, there are certain doubts, Shasurb and the Lame as a Truma, that even regarding the doubt, you already burn those Trumas. Commission is burned, but in Tumah V'Tahara, like we're going to explain in the topics of Tumah and Tahara, in the Lochas of Avis HaTumah. Halacha Gimel, Chavishal Truma, regarding a barrel of Truma, Shanur Lesfake Tumah, that got a situation where we're not sure if it became Tameh or not. So, you shouldn't introduce anything new to it. Meaning, lo yizizin mem kaima, you don't move it from its place to conceal it and hide it because since it's not fit for eating, so you have no command to go ahead and protect it anymore. But neither should you go ahead and uncover it because that's going to make it automatically become possible because out of danger, a person not a drink, wine that was uncovered, maybe a snake went and drank from it. Ela rather, again, like we said, yanachena ad shetit mavadi b'tisav, you rather you leave it until it becomes definitely tummy and then you burn it. And we're not concerned that if you're going to leave it, that someone might come to eat from it. Halacha Dav Drama continues regarding saving Truma from a situation of becoming Tameh. So Chav is the following case. If you have a barrel, Shenishbur Begas El Yoinim, that broke in the upper vat, which is the place where they press the wine, Vatachtoina Temeyam, and the lower vat, meaning the pit in front of the vat, which has Chulin wine that's Tameh, which is okay, or a regular non-kohen could drink that. Problem is, if the Truma barrel that just cracked falls inside, it's going to be mixed in and it's going to be tummy, which is not fit for Yisrael because you have mixed in truma. It's not fit even for Goyim because it becomes tummy from the wine at the bottom. So as follows, if you could save a revius of the wine from the barrel that cracked, that's spilling down as time is going on into the lower pit, but you could save a revius of the tar wine, which you'll have a vessel and the handles, everything that's going to be tar. So in Yatzel, you have an obligation to save it in the tar way, even though in the interim, if he's going to try to get a kalim that are tar, so that truma wine is going to be pouring down into the chulin wine that's tamein, the lower pit, which, because you're not allowed to save it, and it's going to go ahead and cause all that wine to become ruined. Doesn't make a difference. You have an obligation, since you could save a revius of wine in a state of purity, which is significant, you have to do that. But if not, then you're not even until you're going to go again and get a cup or whatever it is, you're only going to be able to save less than a revius. Then yatzel b'yadim b'loyin until zidaim. Then you save with your own hands, meaning even though they weren't washed, without until zidaim. Although he's going to be metame this truma tar wine that's spilling in, because anyway it's going to become tame when it's full to the bottom. Commission bar in taras, like it's explained in the topic of taras in the 8th parak in halachas abazotuma halacha chas. Now halacha hey b'med b'mum. When do we say this? B'chavish al yain. With a barrel of wine, and that is sheyib begasa tachtein pachas memeah. That is in the lower pit. There's less than 100 of the chulin that's tamei. Shari yidama hakovi possible because everything's going to be mixed up and everything's going to be a huge loss because again, you have the truma that's mixed in that now non-Kohen cannot drink it because it's not bottle, it's less than 100 to 1. And the truma is also problematic, even for the Kohen, because we came tummy from the chulun wine at the bottom. So that's what we say, if you can't save a revius, betara, okay, then just quickly grab the truma wine, even though you give me betamid, make sure it doesn't go down to the bottom and ruin all the chulun wine at the bottom. Let's say you had a ratio of 100 to 1 against this barrel. Now it's going to be nullified in the ratio of 100 to 1. So it's only going to be a small loss in the fact of that it's going to be tame, meaning, but it's you're going to be able to utilize that what's on the bottom. Or let's say it was actually a barrel of oil, and you don't have even 100 of a ratio against this oil, but oil is different than wine, and therefore teirid v'titma. You have to let it go down and become tummy. Vayat men b'yodav, and therefore don't go ahead and be mitam with your own hands by trying to stop this oil from spilling down. And the reason shari hakol roll ad laka, because you could use all the wine, all the oil for lighting. V'ainshem mevzim rubin, there's no great loss. Yeah, it is a little of a loss because you can't use it for eating anymore. But again, no great loss. Just like the first case of the wine, where it's going to be bottled. So although it's a small loss, it's not a great loss. And v'chein chavas shemesh nishpacha. So too, if you have a barrel of oil that spilled out on the ground, and it's going to waste. If you could save a revius of that oil in the state of purity, you actually have to save. In love, not yatsam tumah, then you could save it in the state of tumah. And the reason is, shekivin shenishbar chavetz, since the barrel broke, in the muzer, shalei lahatsam tumah, he's not warned not to save it in the state of tumah. And the shubal, because again, there's no other way for him to save it, and he's confounded, and the only way he could do it in the state of tumah. So then, if you cannot save a revius batara, you could save it even in the state of tumah. Halacha vav. Let's say a person was moving from one place to another place. And in his hand he has loaves of truma. And Amalei Nachri, and the Gentile says to him, tell the Achsman, give me one of these loaves of truma. If not, I'm going to touch all of them, I'm going to make them all tummy, as a Gentile has the halach of truma. So yenich lefan of achas al asela. So what he should do is he should put one of the loaves on the rock. They shouldn't put it directly into the Gentile's hand. That he should not actively make the truma tummy. Halacha zayin hatilson vakashin shel truma, regarding the fenugreek and the vetch of truma, since it's not ideally a food that's eaten by a person, it is under the circumstances, but generally not. So you could use all your needs for it, even the state of tuma, and that's not a problem about making it tame, because that's only by something that would be normally eaten, which cannot be eaten, but you can use a tame truma. And here, we're not using it for food anyway, you can make a tummy. But the only time we're forewarned about not making a tummy is when you're soaking in water. Because if you soak it in tumah, you're actively making a tummy, because although there's no issa making a tumah, but at least they made somewhat of a recognition to know that it's truma. And when you're putting in water, you're making it hukshul kabbat, making it susceptible to tumah. That would be one situation that we said that he should not do. But after it was already soaked, in the nizah, then he's not warned. And not at the time when he's scrubbing the veg. Not at the time when he's feeding the animals. That's okay. Therefore, since we're saying you don't have to safeguard these elements, tilson, kashinan, of truma, because it's not usually eaten by people, they don't have to protect it in the state of tara. So there was trumas of fenugreek and a vetch you can give to a kainam arts, although we had originally said in the previous parak you're not allowed to because they're not careful with tara. It doesn't make a difference. This doesn't have to have a state of tara. Lachachas Ram continues regarding the truma of an ama arts. Imefkin truma etzal koinam arts. We don't deposit truma by a coin who is ignoramus. The reason is they should leave a gospel achel because he's very friendly. He's very comfortable. I'm a coin. He's going to eat it, which is a problem because of the truma that ama arts has. Av mefkin oisa etzal yisrael ama arts. But you can put it by a yisrael that's ignoramus, as long as mekliheres amukav tzamid pasul. As long as it's an earthenware vessel, which is not Mekabel Tumah, that's surrounded with a tight fastened seal. But as long as the produce itself has not become susceptible to Tumah already, because we're concerned that then maybe the wife of the Amoritz, who we suspect to be as a Nida, as a menstruating woman, where Hesed contaminates even a Klicheres Amukav Tzamid Pasul, but all other things that as long as not Hosh Lekabel Tumah, where it could only be if, let's say, liquid comes in there, but it's still, since it's tightly sealed, so then it's not going to be a problem. Again, a kohen amoritz, we're concerned that he's, yeah, I'm a kohen. Yisrael, we wouldn't have that situation as long as it's tightly fastened. Halacha tes in oislam oaretz. We don't make for ignoramus trumos zesa betahara. We don't make for him the trumos of his olives in a state of purity. Now the reason why this is because it already became susceptible to tumah when they already pressed it, making oil out of it, and became tummy. The problem is, if a person is going to do it for him with his heksher, his stamp, that he did a state of purity, the kohen is going to rely on it, thinking that's tar, but really, it already was tummy already, since the amorites had handled it already before. Now, aval, eisenly, zesa chulin betar, but what you could do is, you could do the olives of chulin for the amorites betar in the state of purity, mishum kedei chayiv shel badad, just enough for the survival of the one who works at the olive press. Because that he should have panasa from people using his olive press. Now, the kids are saying, what should he do to make sure that it's at least the most prime state of tahara? Is noitel kadei truma. What he does is he takes the jugs of truma that he did separate for the amaretz. Manicha beklishin makabot. He puts it at least in the vessel that's not susceptible to tuma. Kugan kliavonim, like regarding stoneware. Ukshiyav amaretz litla chulma truma. When the ignoramus comes to take what he was, oh, the rabbis went and they did it for me. He comes to take one jug that's the chulin and one that's the truma. I mean, we tell him, look, he's there, he's there, be careful. Shema tikva truma, you might touch the truma. And shle tachs l'tivla, that it shouldn't go back to being in an untithe state. Now, so the truth is, we're not concerned that he's going to eat. The warning is valid because we're saying, oh, make sure it doesn't go back to tevel, because Amoritz is not suspected of eating tevel that didn't have any truma at all done from it. Now, even though the truth is not like that, it wouldn't go back if he would make a tummy to become a tevel, but since he doesn't know, it's a good intimidation factor to make sure that he doesn't mess with it, and then he will not make it tummy. Halacha Yud, Yisrael shal isa peirosa betuma. If there is a Yisrael who does the production of his produce in the state of tuma, so the halacha is, you're not allowed to harvest with him his produce because it's considered assisting someone in a sin, because it's forbidden to cause tumah, even v'chulin, which is untithed for truma, so it has somewhat of the truma inside of that. And vein tzarch lemesh in derech, you don't have to say you're not allowed to press the wine with him, because actually that's when it becomes susceptible, when it becomes wine and it's a liquid, to mekabel tumah biblically. And the reason is mnei truma shetas b'tumah, because then the truma is going to be made in the state of tumah. Aval but my lich and my chavius, but you could transport with him his empty barrels lagas to the wine press. You could also bring the finished barrels from the wine press because it was already tamei without his assistance, and therefore he's not considered a mesayel dvar there. Halacha Yidav Drama continues regarding utilizing truma that's either tamei or forbidden. Zesim anavim shenitmu, regarding olives and grapes that became tamei, soichatam va'isa isam truma. So again, they're already tamei, so you could press them and you make them, whatever the liquids are, truma. Now v'mnitmu achar shenasa truma. But let's say the grapes, the olives became tamei after they had already been truma. So these are already truma olives and grapes. So some of your sources take out the letter vav, but it's b'seichatan pachas pachas mikibeh. So what you do is you squeeze out the grape juice or the olive oil less than an egg size at a time, which that's less than the amount of being able to contaminate the liquids. So harehirea mashka yitz, because tumas eichlin is only that of a kibeh, of the size of an egg. So if you take grapes or olives less than that size of an egg, so the liquid that's coming out is going to be permitted for the kohen to drink. And the truth is, it would even be eligible for the libations on the mizbeach. The reason is, the liquid that is as if it was deposited in the food item. It's not part of the tummy food item, it's just like deposited inside. And the truth is, they didn't say that it has to be less than the egg size at a time, which really, it could even be not less, but actually an egg size at a time, because the moment the first drop comes out, it's already less than the egg size, and therefore wouldn't contaminate the liquid that's coming out. But like there, but it's a rabbinic decree, because you might make a little bit more, which can be more than the egg size, and then when the liquid's coming out, it's touching a kabeya food item, and therefore we said it should be less than a kabeya. Now, let's say this produce was a third level of tumah, that's for example, this food item touched a chain of tumah, then derchem bagas beis abad. Then you could press them in the olive press and in the wine press. Vamashka truma tahira, and the liquid is going to be truma that's tar. The reason for that is shein shlisha is reviv b'truma, because the grapes or the olives, that's a shlisha truma, is not going to make the grape juice or the olive oil a reviv, because there's no reviv of Tuma by Truma, like it's explained in the topic of Taharis and Hilchas of Avosa Tuma, and therefore there's no problem about just pressing it straight away, even more than the Kabe at a time. Halachid base, Paz Truma Shinitmas, regarding the bread of Truma that became Tame. So, Mashlich Lemena Eitz, Machay Sefendi, you throw it amongst the firewood until it gets burnt. Vchin Shemesh Shinitmas, regarding oil that became Tame. Noistim Bechli Mois, Achay Dalek, you put it into a disgusting, repulsive vessel until you use it for fuel, to light as a candle. And the reason why we do that is conditionally to call lachem yichlu, so that it shouldn't be a stumbling block for others, and they're gonna eat it because you could use the oil and you're cooking some eggs or whatever you're making. So you put it in a repulsive vessel, and no one's gonna eat it, but that's still user friendly for fuel for candles. And the chid mishenit regarding wheat that became tamei. So what you do is shulkan, you like cook it halfway, or menichem b'kli mais, and you put it in a disgusting vessel. Conditionally yiru lachila, that again you can't eat it raw anymore, but not about to cook it because it already became disgusting. And then the afkach yasuk v'am tana mikraim, and then you go ahead and use it for fuel for the ovens and the stoves. Umashkin shen ruin ladlaka shenitmu, regarding liquids that shein ruin ladlaka shenitmu, they're not fit to even use as fuel. That became tamik kuganyan, like wine. Then carbonize them. Then you just go ahead and you bury because there's no utility for it, and you can't use it as fuel. Now, although wine can be used for zilof, which is used to sprinkling to give a good aroma, but we're concerned for a takala with it because you might leave it because you can't use it in the repulsive vessel because that defeats the whole purpose of giving a good smell, and then you're going to hold on to it, and someone might come to drink it, then you just have to bury it. Halachi gimel, yayin trumah shenes galah, regarding wine of trumah that became uncovered. So haivo asa b'shtiyah, since it's forbidden to drink from it because maybe a snake drank from it, it's dangerous for a person. So yishavach, again, you have to spill it out. There's no utility for it anyway. V'chein teinim, so too, regarding figs, v'anavim and grapes, v'kashum and squash, v'dilum and gourd, v'avatich and melons, v'malav finis and cucumber, v'shal truma, shenim tshumukars, which we found that was pecked. Again, we're concerned maybe it was a snake that did that. Hari elu asum achil, they're forbidden to be eaten. Nesakon is the fashion because it's a danger to a person's life. So my asumption, what should you do with these things? Again, it's not useful for fuel. So yash l'chayam, again, you throw it to the sea, or you bury them. Halachi dal, d'isa shenelesha b'mayim magulim, regarding dough, if it was kneaded with uncovered waters, so afpishay truma, although it's truma, but again, tisarf, you have to burn it again because of the dangers of the uncovered liquid. Halacha tezvav, the Ram continues regarding the division of truma, given out to the kohanim, should be with honor and in a state of sanctity. So asla kain little truma, it's forbidden for kain to take truma or any other kind of gifts, which is 24 of them, actually a free show is mabal, until first the owners go and they separate and designate them. Something like it says in the pasuk of Midbar, reshisa mashiyitnu lashem, their first parts, the truma that they give to Hashem, Hashem is telling to the kohanim, lechonas adam, to you have given it. So you see, but they have to first give it to Hashem, and then Hashem gives it to the kohanim. So to it says over there in Perek Yates, Asher Yirimu Bnei Yisrael Hashem, that which the Jewish people separate from Hashem, Nasatulcha, that I've given to you, which is Asher Yirimu, until they first go ahead and separate it, Balkach Yisgram, and then they merit in it. Now, V'leitlum Achar Shehumru, but they shouldn't take it, even after they come already separated the Truma, Elam Das Balam, only with the consent of the owner. Shehareheim Shel Balam Litn L'chol Koin Sheyetzu, because they're the owner, at least, to decide which coin they want to give it to. So like it says in the Pasig, the ish and the man, es kadosh of his holy things, meaning his truma, layu, to him it belongs. He gets to decide which coin is being given to. Now, the lokach shlemid das balam, but let's say the coin did take without the consent of the owner. So zachman, he has merited because she'en lo balam el tevis anah. The only thing that the owners have is this benefit of deciding who he's going to do the goodness to. But for tevis anah, in a moment, that goodness of deciding who goes to is not considered a monetary entity, and therefore is no responsibility. The coin shouldn't do that, but after the fact, it does not have to give it back to the owner. Halacha design coin shenasa le'truma. Regarding a coin that he was given truma, umatza b'dvar machem, he finds other things there in the truma. So harei la'asur m'shem gazel, those things are forbidden because of theft. K'shem achem enichem shamat she'itlum, maybe other people had put it over there until they were going to come and take it, and therefore, it's not considered as if it was part of his matanis, and therefore, he's not allowed to take them. Halacha yitzayin, ein yisol chayyam li'hitabal b'truma. The non-kain owner is not obligated to be involved and engaged with the truma, la'viyam and agurin, to bring it from the granary, le'ir, to the city, umen amidbal ishavo, from the desert where they were working on it, to bring it to the settled area. That's not his responsibility. El kahanim yitz magronis, rather, the kain, he himself, has to go to the granary, b'yisol nismam chalk musham, and that's where the yisol gives him his portion over there. V'im lo yatsu, but let's say the kain did not go out to the fields. So harizim ha'fesham anich v'gurin, so the yisrael, he just separates the truma and he leaves it over there in the granary. But let's say, since he left it over there, the domestic and the wild animals are eating over there. It's not being protected from the elements over there. So the sages instituted that okay, the Yisrael owner should be involved and taking care of it and to bring it to the city. But he should charge the price of transportation from the kain. Because if he's going to separate the truma and leave it over there for the animals, again, it's a desecration of God's name of his truma, and therefore the chamum masakin that they should bring it but charge for it. It's forbidden for Kam and Levim, who get certain matanas from the Israelim, to assist in the granary, to be in charge, helping and doing all these things, so that they should get the gifts, because they're going to like them to give it to them. That's forbidden. For Chol Messiah, whoever does help out, Chil Kodesh Hashem, he has desecrated the holiness of God's name. Regarding them, it says the Pasuk Malachi, Shechatim Bris HaLevi, you have destroyed the covenant of the tribe of Levi. And it's forbidden even for the Yisrael to allow them to help. Rather, you have to give them a portion in an honorable way, not because, oh, they're helping out. They shouldn't be. They're the priests. Halacha your test. Let's say he gives truma to the kohen. Amanos lechzir on the condition that he gives it back to him. So yatzi dei nesin, he has fulfilled his obligation of giving it because he gave it. But it's forbidden to do this. And the reason it's like the situation like that. It turns out like he's assisting in the granary because for that reward that he did the favor of like accepting it and giving it back to him, he's going to give him some other trumas, which again, it's not supposed to be done like this. And b'chein aslan, also what's forbidden is the other way around. Sheyach tefu trumas amaisas. It's forbidden for Kam Levim to grab their trumas amaisas. And v'felelisha chelkem afimas, even to ask their portion verbally is forbidden. El not mekaber, again, they take it in an honorable way. Shal shulchan amokam emokam, because they eat by God's table. V'al shulchon heim shayis, and they drink by his table. U'matanis eil l'ashem hein, and really these gifts go to Hashem. Who is Zikalem, and he merits it to them, to the Kanim, and the Levim, Shlomek says in the Pasuk of Midbar, Vani, and me says Hashem, Hine Sadlochas, Mishmeret, Trum, Maisai, I've given to you the safeguard of my Trumas, and therefore we have to treat it in an honorable way. Halacha Chav, Le'itin Adam Trumah L'Shem Megita, a person should not give Trumah to the guardian of his wine press, and B'lei B'char L'Shem Edri, neither should he give the firstborn animal to the guard of his flock, and B'lei Matanis L'Lei B'Hemta, neither should he give the Matanis of the animals that he slaughters to the shepherd of his animals, even though these are the kahanim, but vimnas nevi gives his chil, he has desecrated, because again, that's like misayye beves agronis. Unless if he first gave them the price for the work that they're doing, the wages, then they already done with that, and now he's giving gifts, then he's allowed to give them the kahanim gifts. But a non kohen is permitted loymali yisrael acha to tell another non kohen. Hey, take this coin, v'ten truma oy b'char, and give your truma or the b'char, the firstborn animal, which these all go to kanim, or yishar matanis or other kind of gifts, l'plein that coin, give it to that person who's a coin, who's ben biti, he's my grandson from my daughter, who's a coin, or even achaisi, or it's my sister's son who's married to a coin, and b'chol k'yitzben, and things like that. That is allowed to, because that's part of the tevas nav, the owner, he could decide, and the guy could pay him to decide who he gets to give it to, because that's not considered Messiah B'Vez HaGranz, because the coin wasn't involved here at all. Now, look, when we say this, is all Kishoya Ba'olim Reitzim Litin Oisim La'achim Shnei Kanim Elu. This of what we said in the previous Allah is only if the owners of the Kanim gifts, they wanted to give it to one of these two Kanim, or La'achim Shnei Levim, Elu B'chinim, or to give it to one of these two Levim for free. Ba'olim Chaveh, and his friend tells him, he said, look, hey, Loch, take this money, but tell us and give it to that one. That's when we said it's permitted. Avala Ba'olim Sh'am Elu Koyin. But if the owner says to a kohen or a levi, here, take this portion for tevas anah. In other words, that the kohen should give to the owner the money for the benefit of deciding who goes to. Also, that's forbidden again because that's like mesayim beves agranas. One that's also forbidden to do business with trumas. And af bishul lekech b'kohen mechalkin, even though he's buying and selling from kohanim. Which, even though there's no concern about Siyah B'Vesa Grunz, because they're paying, doesn't make a difference. One's not allowed to do business with Trumas. It has to be a gift to the Kohanim. Loch HaBeis, the Ram concludes, regarding certain individuals that are not fit to take Truma. Asar, there are 10 types of people that in Chalkin Lehem Truma B'Vesa HaGrunz. We don't divide and apportion to them Truma by the granary. Af B'Shem Oichel Maisa, even though they themselves, they could eat Truma, or they could even feed it to others, doesn't make a difference. We don't divide it to them by the granary. Who are these 10? Hacherish, deaf mute, vashayit, mentally deranged, vakot and shame, maidas, liver, shchukah, and a minor who does not have an intelligence to do nesias kapayim, to stretch out, chukai is his palm. where the reason why these three are excluded, Nesha'im Be'ilu Das, because these three individuals, as well known, do not have intelligence, and it's disgraceful for Truma to go ahead and give it out to people that don't have intelligence. They're what's called the Fne'am Ve'ed in front of every single person. Va'atum de Vadreginis, which is the individual who doesn't have any sign of gender, who has both signs of gender, you don't give it to them either. Nesha'im Be'ilu Bifne'as, because they're like their own specimen. And again, it's a zilus of the Truma, it's a disgrace for Truma to give it out to them publicly. So to Va'evid regarding a slave is Shemi Yiruha even Basoda, because maybe those who are passerbying by the field are going to see that they're giving out to him Truma. V'yidul Abshu Kohen, they're going to testify that, oh, he's a Kohen, we saw he was getting Truma. And the problem with that is that they might then elevate him for Yichus to marry a woman like a Kohen, which he's not. So therefore, we don't give it out to him in public, although an Evid Kohen eats Truma. V'arav Tame regarding someone who's uncircumcised and someone who is Tame. So although they themselves don't eat Truma, but they could feed their wives and the slave Truma, but you don't give out to them in public by the granary of Neshe Mu'uzim, because they're considered repulsive for the fact that it's uncircumcised and tummy. And for Isha, by a woman also, Shema Tisgarish, because maybe she's going to get divorced, and people don't know about it, and she's going to continue taking Truma. And also, Mneha Yichud, because of a seclusion. Because the paths in the fields, not many people pass by, and the woman's going to be secluded, but they were the men who are going to the granary. So, therefore, we don't give out to women by the granary either. Now, Va'anoisi Isha She'ina Genzloi. And if someone marries a woman that's not appropriate to him, that's forbidden for him, Kansulaisa, we also penalized him, Shlayachli Bevez Agranis, Achek Yashinna, that we're not going to divide from the Truma in the granary until he divorces her. But, Vakulam Ashachim, all these individuals, we do send the Truma to their house, Vachagmahem, and we divide it for them, Kshar Kachak, like all other holy things of the boundaries of all these other halachas, Trumas Maestra and Chalo, which are also divided by the person's house. But we just don't give it out to them in public for the reasons that we mentioned. Chut mina noisi isha shein against, like Seb, the exceptions are, someone marries a woman that's not appropriate for him, v'atame v'aral, someone who's tummy, and someone who's uncircumcised. We're there, she'im ha'shach l'meklal, we're there, we don't send him any truma at all, even to his house.